This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Whether you grow tree fruit or wheat or potatoes or onions or any other crop, you rely on transportation and the associated infrastructure to get your product to market. Without it, your crop is virtually worthless. That's the thinking behind a study at Washington State University led by Associate Research Professor Eric Jessup, who says the federal government asked for their help.
So USDA came to us here at the Free Policy Transportation Institute and said, look, we'd like to do a study to improve how we decide which infrastructure projects to invest in. So most of the effort was involved in how we go about prioritizing investments.
Jessup says prioritization becomes very difficult when you include so many stakeholders.
The challenge, as you might surmise, is that most agencies, whether they be county or state or regional, have limited funds and limited staff, limited maybe expertise to maintain or house one of these types of models that we're proposing. And so our goal is to basically improve the science around how we prioritize these things and hopefully have some synergies across these public agencies so that investments are made to truly help ag exports. That's really what we're trying to get to.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this WSU study and how the U.S. needs to prioritize its transportation needs in order to stay ahead of global competitors.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.